You saved me. I am thanking you. Although I've accidentally just broken first protocol when it comes to interacting with an alien species. So if you could just forget this encounter. Well, that would be great. What? No, you are the alien here. I mean, look at your skin. It's completely different. I bet you can't even read a heartbeat from sight. Aha, I knew it. Humans really can't do that. Your eyes are inferior to ours. Are the rumors true? The cones in your eyes can only pick up blue, red, and green? Whoa. No way. Pretending? What do you mean, pretending? You doubt I'm extraterrestrial? Why, you... I'll let it go. Just a heads up, though, that is incredibly disrespectful to say that. Because if you don't think I'm extraterrestrial, then you're insinuating I'm Terrian. This is, unfortunately, a derogatory term. Why? Maybe we should walk out of the river first. How to put this nicely? You humans are very primitive in your ways. You still have wars between yourselves. You pollute your own planet, which provides you with everything you need to survive. And, well, do I mention about your renewable resources? Yeah, I didn't think so. You guys are kind of a... Well, let me just show you what the descriptive of your planet is. Earth, the water planet in the Omega Quadrant, the third planet known in the Milky Way galaxy to have life forms existing that are carbon-based. Although humans are established and can be dated back over 10,000 years, evidence on the planet's surface of the impact of humans was noticed around 134 C, or the 18th century, to its mother tongue. Orders do not approach or interact with humans as they are violent and cruel creatures. But I had my doubts. We share the same sun, and with that I formed my own theory. That humans do not necessarily think alike, and they struggle to work together during easy times. There was a quote when I researched your literature. Strong men create good times, good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. This was very profound in my education. I knew it not to be true. Each individual can face their resolve, no matter how small it may appear to another. This is why I had to come here. I just, well, didn't expect to be teleported into water. It was not a pleasant experience. So, thank you again, human, for helping me. If there is anything I can do to be of service and aid you in your travels, then I may be able to fulfill it. Oh? Why am I here? If you don't remember, I'm on a research mission. Or, well, a personal one. I wanted to get acquainted with your customs towards one another. Oh, any kind of gesture, to be honest. You're willing to help me again? I'll mark them down on my tracking pad so I can write more about it later. My translator seems to be working fine, so I'm quite happy with that. If, however, I appear to not make any sense, don't worry, it's just temporarily offline. Signal is kind of weak to Venus. So, please, sit down. Show me your rituals. Okay, holding hands. I can do that. Here, give me your hand. Ooh, what about two at a time? This is nice. So, what does this symbolize? close bond to someone. How cute. Open my hand. Oh, that scared me. What would that be for? Oh, to show appreciation. How fascinating. What next? A shoulder massage? Ah, I know about these. Humans complain often about sore shoulders after their work. I had to research a lot of your online data. I can rub yours for you. First the right side. Work like this. And then your left shoulder. And then both of them together. So this is another way of showing appreciation. Got it. And it has the benefit of relieving tension. How magnificent. Simply fascinating. Hugging? I've heard of this. Using my tongue over your ear. I know it sounds strange, but the act of having your life force, which enables you to live, your saliva to pleasure and stimulate the senses of another. While the most respectful way to show appreciation and friendship to another, it's not particularly common between family. It's not taboo either, though. But we have other ways to show appreciation towards family. Or someone like you, if I wish to gain your approval and acceptance as fast as possible. I would do what I'm doing now, which is sitting on your lap, gently talking and low. Do you approve of me yet, human? I'm trying my best to relax you. I know you're enjoying this. I can see your heart rate, remember? Thank you. Oh no, it's too late.
Is that a human?
Well, shit.